Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. A little bit late this week because, to be honest, I'm having a bit of a crisis of conscience. What am I? Where am I going? What's it all about? To be honest, I'm having a bit of a confusion about the Idea Lab and how to make it even better, to be honest. I started the Entrepreneur Experiment. Experiment in the title is the key giveaway because I want to share practical things. I want to share journey I'm on, the experiments I'm doing, the cool stuff that's happening. Now, obviously, that is pivoted and changed. Keep using that word. It has changed because, number one, my business went in a different direction. Number two, COVID happened, and I can come up with 10 different excuses. To be honest, I retreated backwards. Just like a lot of us have done with COVID, I retreated back into myself. I retreated back into the wait-and-see zone, the danger zone, the zone where nothing really good happens. And to be honest, I've been guilty of that. I've been guilty of being probably overly comfortable, as in, you know, the content was good. We reached over 100,000 downloads a few weeks ago, and to be honest, it left me completely flat, deflated. I was like, oh, I thought I'd really love this, and I strive to it, and I work towards it. And then I got there, and I think with a lot of experiences, you set a goal, and then you get there, and it's not what you thought it would be. You kind of, especially for someone like me, I'm always looking to the next challenge. And I was like, oh, that's good, but it's not a million, is it, Gary? You know, and that's like, the content is good, but is it great? Content is good, but is it excellent? How can it be better? And to be honest, I've spent weeks, hours, days thinking about the content and what content I want to do. And I need to get back to be more practical. I need to be doing more experiments. The Entrepreneur Experiment was an original idea created to share my journey and to share my business experience and to share the stuff that I'm doing. Hopefully that I'll do an experiment, see the results, share them with you. You might find them useful or interesting. That was the core premise of the Entrepreneur Experiment. And to be honest, I've lost track of that a little bit. And I need to get back there. Simply, I need to become more active. I need to shift from retreat to attack. I read an old journal entry. I was going back through, I was having a real deep moment during the weekend. I was going back through old notebooks and journals that I have. And I read a quote and it kind of just sparked this whole thing in me. And it was, are you someone that makes things happen? Or are you someone that things happen to? So I'll repeat that because it's not grammatically fantastic, but it's also very powerful. Are you someone that makes things happen? Or are you someone that things happen to? We all know these people in our lives that, oh, you won't believe what happened to me. Oh, you won't believe what happened to me. And ergo, here comes another tale of woe about how this mysterious outside force has yet again hobbled their dreams and their ambitions. No one wants to be that person. And I definitely don't want to become that person. And I think COVID has made us all a little bit that way because it's robbed us of control. It's robbed us of freedom. It's robbed us of, you know, simple everyday things. Now, I'm not going down the COVID conspiracy rabbit hole. Don't worry. I haven't tipped over into 5G is going to cause you cancer. But to be honest, I am a bit fed up. I'm a bit fed up with the whole thing. And I'm fed up about how my reaction to it has been in the last kind of couple of months, especially. And how I've become just backwards in my personal growth as well. I'm not doing new things. I'm not experimenting. And you know what? I'm not having fun. So I'm going to bring that back. And I'm going to share it with you. And hopefully you might find it fun, or you might find it inspiring, or you might find it just a little bit of an escape every week. So we're going to go back to doing little experiments. Obviously, we are a little bit restricted in what we can do. We can't exactly go to the North Pole. But I can have a bit of fun and I can be a little bit creative and share that with you. And hopefully that might all get us through this, frankly, shit time. So from next week, I'm going to start doing experiments. Some of them will be short. Some of them will be long. Some of them will be like 3 months long. Some of them will be a month long. Some of them will be a week long. Some of them will be a day long. But we'll have a bit of fun and I'll share with you the actual stuff that we're doing. Next week, we're going to start off. We're going to become a digital art collector. Everything is happening with these NFTs, non-fungible tokens. I want to understand them. The Entrepreneur Experiment community is doing a special talk this Saturday morning. We've an industry expert in NFTs and crypto coming in to speak to us to break it all down. But to be honest, I learn best by doing. So this week I'm going to go buy an NFT. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how it works. I don't know how any of that happens. So there's only one way to find out. So I'm going to go buy an art digital art piece and I'll share it with you next Monday and you can see what happens. So that's it. That's kind of the Entrepreneur Experiment for today. I also have 10 trends. Here we go. The 10 breakthrough technologies of 2021 as released by MIT last week. MIT, the famous university. So these are the 10 trends and technologies they believe have broken through last year and this year. So it's interesting. They're big trends. So what I would say to you is keep in mind the trend, but also keep in mind the second cause effect. What I mean by the second cause effect is that's where all entrepreneurs should really be thinking. Not all, to be fair. You can come up with big new trends yourself, but it's often easier to ride a wave of the second cause effect. So, for example, the iPhone was released. Ergo, that means that things like Uber and Instagram could happen. For example, for me personally, Airbnb became super popular, and then I was able to start an Airbnb management business on top of that and ride the wave of the sharing economy and the creator economy. So I'm going to share the 10 trends with you, break them down a little bit. So first one is messenger RNA vaccines. So what that simply means is that's one of the COVID trends of the year. And messenger RNA vaccines are one of the delivery methods for the two most common vaccines due to COVID. Now, this is interesting for one major reason. They're working on it for 20 years before this actually became a thing. So without COVID, this might never have had a breakthrough that it suddenly did. It probably always would have come through, but it just shows you that when you work on something for quite a long time, I don't know if I would have the patience to do it for 20 years, but suddenly timing and preparation meets opportunity, and then bang, everything just takes off. So that's the first one. The second thing is, second trend is GPT-3. I knew I was going to stumble over that one. GPT-3. And it's the first AI trend. And what it is essentially is, I've heard people talking about this during the year. It seems to be becoming very popular. It can mimic human writing. So it can mimic human text. What I mean by that is it can write articles or emails or journals about, you know, you give it a couple of words and it'll go through its database and create a small little piece of writing about it. It's kind of a proof of concept, as opposed to, it's not going to replace every journalist in the world straight away, but it's kind of a proof of concept of that AI can do human things. We assume writing with kind of a human trait. So that's GPT-3. I think you can actually get access to that if you're kind of a heavy hitter, so it's worth playing around with. The third one is the TikTok recommendation algorithms. This one is very real. I'm not sure if you're on TikTok, but you can literally lose 10, 20, 30, 40 minutes just scrolling endlessly in your account. At the end of it, you're like, what the hell just happened? It's unbelievably addictive and incredibly smart. Whatever you're still reacting to, it's the most powerful social media algorithm I've ever seen in terms of addictiveness, which isn't necessarily good, but it's interesting to see how the algorithm works. So that's the next one, is the TikTok algorithm. Next one is lithium metal batteries. And what this is for is for electric cars. And it claims, the company QuantumScape claims to have developed a battery that could boost the range of electric vehicles, so Tesla and the lads, by up to 80%. That's bananas. I don't have an electric car, but I watch a million YouTube videos about electric cars, and range anxiety seems to be the biggest issue with them. So boosting it by 80%, they said they'll have something ready to go, new type battery by 2025. That's pretty cool. Data trusts. I had to Google this one, to be very honest with you. I didn't know what a data trust was. Essentially, it's a group of people, a company or a group that manages the data responsibilities, I suppose, and rights of a group of people. So let's say you have like an Ireland data trust, and that would manage the data for all of the people in Ireland. I think that's an example of how. So obviously, individually, we're responsible for data, but like, you know, when there's all these breaches and, oh, Facebook's been breached and this company's been breached, that company's been breached. To be honest, it's kind of a bit irrelevant to me, and I never really make the connection. I change my password and all that kind of good jazz, but I never really think about it through. So this is a trust who would look after the rights and the data of a large group of people. I think that's kind of cool. Green hydrogen is the next one. Also had to Google that one. So hydrogen is a possible replacement for fossil fuels, and it can be made by, as they say in the article, zapping water with electricity. I wouldn't try that at home, to be honest, if I were you. But basically, you can separate oxygen and hydrogen by zapping water, and creates green hydrogen. It's green because if you use solar power, or you use solar power, or what was the other one? Wind. If you create electricity with wind or solar power, obviously it's green, and then you can create hydrogen using that power. It becomes green hydrogen, the ultimate energy efficiency for replacing fossil fuels. That's pretty cool. Digital contact tracing. This one I'm a bit on the fence about, because I'm not a massive fan of that. Not that I'm not a fan of contact tracing, but I'm not a massive fan of the tracking of people. Generally, digital contact tracing makes sense in terms of a pandemic, but we've seen it just fall apart here in Ireland in terms of contact tracers who are then contacting people 2 to 3 weeks later going, oh, you're potentially in contact with people. So obviously it's good if it replaces the human element of it just takes so much time to process data and information. So digital contact tracing is one of their trends, but hopefully this pandemic thing doesn't become a common thing and we won't need digital contact tracing that often. Next one's pretty cool, hyper-accurate positioning. So GPS, we all use it every single day, we have it in our phones, and it's accurate between 5 and 10 meters. The new hyper-accurate positioning technologies say it's accurate to a couple of centimeters or millimeters, so literally that much. Sorry, if you're not watching on YouTube, I'm already using my fingers to show you how big a centimeter is, but I'm sure you know that already. And it says there's a whole lot of things that it could use for. So self-driving cars, delivery robots, I think that's pretty cool. I think the last mile, I've talked about this tons of times on the pod, the last mile is going to become a massive growth industry. So little delivery robots that zoom up to your front door, drop off your grub and then scarper again. So I think that's a cool thing. Remote everything. Yeah, this is a trend that I can get behind and I completely support. Everything's going remote. It kind of baffles me how people still say, oh, you know, I'll be going back to the office now and 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. I think companies that still think like that are absolutely bananas. I saw a report during the week where a lot of companies are going to 4-day weeks now because they've realized it's far more productive. It's far more healthy for their employees to have more balance and have more free time. And people work more when they're at home anyway. So give people that freedom. So remote everything. This is a trend you should definitely be looking into if you are an entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur. How can you get your business remote? On this week's episode of the podcast, I talked to Larry Doyle and Kate Kelly, good friends of mine who run Larry Doyle Coaching. They took their entire business from in-person PT training to fully online. But they did this ages ago. They started this years ago when COVID wasn't really a thing, and they figured out how to create a system whereby people get an even better experience as opposed to going into a gym and a PT showing you how to work out and standing with you every week while you work out. Their online system, and I can definitely support it because I'm actually on it. They've replicated it even better in the digital world. So you need to think how your business can be replicated in the digital world for remote. I think the last one is, it is the last trend, multi-skilled AI. I shared a really cool video actually on the newsletter with this. So if you're on the newsletter, go and click the video. Multi-skilled AI. So we associate AI with something like I shared earlier, GPT-3, where it has a single function. So it can just do writing, or it can just do speech, or it can just figure out one thing. You know, we all think of like the robot with the arm just going from here to here, just putting things onto a conveyor belt. But digital multi-skilled AI will be, AI can do a lot of things. So think of like your robot that goes around your house like a personal assistant, who can do a lot of things. It can talk, it can move, it can figure things out intuitively, it can become smarter. That's multi-skilled AI. It's simultaneously fascinating and simultaneously terrifying. The video is robots dancing incredibly well, definitely better than I can. And that's it. Hope you enjoyed this week's Idea Lab. A bit of a strange one, but hopefully you got to break things to make things better. So I hope you enjoy next week's Idea Lab, where we buy some digital art, I tell you what it's all about. I'll see you on Thursday. This Thursday, we have an unbelievable interview. Claire and Rob are the founders of the Fat Fox here in Wicklow, and they are absolutely fantastic. They are a tonic. Tune in Thursday for a really fun and supremely honest interview with Rob and Claire, the founders of the Fat Fox. I will see you on Thursday.